Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We believe each of our players not only has a responsibility to live up to the highest standards on the field, but also to equally high standards off the field. Receiving the support of the Pittsburgh Steelers fans all over the world is something that must be earned. I've made it clear to Ben that his conduct in this incident did not live up to our standards.
Thus spoke Art Rooney, president of the Pittsburgh Steelers, on Thursday in regard to his team's quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, who was accused of sexual assault early last month for the second time since 2008. Rooney suggested that Roethlisberger could, quote, rehabilitate his image through hard work, a theory the Steelers became unwilling to apply to one of Ben Roethlisberger's former teammates, Santonio Holmes, currently serving a suspension for drug possession. Pittsburgh traded Holmes after he had accumulated such charges as disorderly conduct, domestic violence, assault, and drug possession. He most recently was accused of throwing a glass at a woman in a bar and cutting her face. Some observers might have thought such baggage would make even a former Super Bowl MVP unwelcome in any NFL city. As Mike Reese, who covers the NFL for ESPNBoston.com, says, those observers hadn't considered New York.
But the New York Jets stepped up and said, you know what, we're willing to take on this risk. And maybe part of their thinking is we are going into a new stadium. We need to sell personal seat licenses. Maybe we're comfortable at this time with the players we have in our locker room that we can take on someone with a little bit of a troubled background, and possibly he'll fall into line with some of the other strong personalities we have.
The reality of today's NFL suggests that coaches and general managers must constantly weigh how much a player might help them against the likelihood the player will commit a crime or otherwise embarrass and diminish the team. One question they might have to ask themselves is, to what extent does acquiring or rehiring a guy who has run afoul of the law constitute giving that guy a second chance, and to what extent is it the calculated and hypocritical exercise of cynical self-interest? Bob Sherwin, who writes about the Seattle Seahawks for the Seattle Sports Examiner, offers some guidelines for making that distinction.
We all believe in second chances, but there's some guys. I would encourage people to look up Jeremy Stevens. He's got a long, long history of all kinds of problems, sexual abuse problems, assaults with a baseball bat in high school, drunk driving, and he's now with Tampa Bay. The Seahawks finally got fed up with him. This is not a guy with a second chance. This guy is in double figures.
Perhaps a better fit in the second chance category would be Dante Stallworth, who will be playing for the Baltimore Ravens this season. Stallworth's previous team, the Cleveland Browns, released him after he pleaded guilty last June to DUI vehicular manslaughter and served 24 days in prison. Kevin Coward, a columnist for the Baltimore Sun, has been impressed with the sincerity with which Stallworth has expressed regret since the Ravens have allowed him to address the media, and he speculates on how Stallworth's second chance might work out well.
If he contributes to the Ravens, if he's the wide receiver, the downfield threat that they really need, I think all the other stuff is going to be forgotten. That's just the nature of fans. I mean, this was a terrible tragedy, but fans forget even terrible tragedies once the player is doing well and the team is winning. So I don't think he's going to face a whole lot more scrutiny than he already has.
Joining me now is Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com. Greg, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, thanks for having me on again. Love it.
Rumors that the Pittsburgh Steelers were willing to trade Ben Roethlisberger ahead of next week's draft were put to rest on Thursday at the press conference. Did the Steelers make the right decision?
Yeah, I think so, because if they trade Ben Roethlisberger, who's won two Super Bowls, by the way, in about 6 years in the NFL, if they trade him, they're basically giving in to the witch hunt. They're basically saying it doesn't matter that he wasn't charged or even arrested for some allegations. It doesn't matter. People don't like him. We're going to trade him anyway. I think that sends the wrong message to the world.
Art Rooney says that he's told Ben Roethlisberger that he'll have to work hard to rehabilitate his image. That's a quote. But if the Steelers win their first three games by a couple of touchdowns and he throws, oh, I don't know, seven or eight touchdown passes and no interceptions, he's rehabilitated, right?
Well, there's two different worlds here. There's the Pittsburgh Steeler world of fans, and there's everybody else. My impression is that Roethlisberger has turned off even the Steeler fans. They're not happy with him. However, your scenario is correct. If the Steelers are 3-0, Roethlisberger has 1,000 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, and one pick. He is rehabilitated in that area code. Now, outside of the Pittsburgh land zone, no, he's not rehabilitated. He's still a serial idiot. And he is a serial idiot. There's no question about that. He's got major stupidity issues and possibly worse. But I don't see trading him, and I really don't see suspending him because he was accused of something that the police even themselves have said there's not enough evidence here to even prosecute.
Earlier this week, the Steelers did trade Santonio Holmes to the Jets, where he will immediately serve a 4-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Did Holmes prove that some off-field problems are just too big or perhaps too numerous to ignore, even if you are the 2009 Super Bowl MVP?
There's a sliding scale here, and for example, the Bengals, that scale doesn't exist for them. They'll tolerate anybody because they're trying to win. When you're the Steelers and you have one and you think you're going to keep winning, your patience is very low, which is why Holmes is gone and why Roethlisberger probably will be suspended.
Holmes has just a year left on his contract, leading some to call his time with the Jets, quote, a 12-game tryout for a longer deal. The Jets have used the same approach with troubled wide receiver Braylon Edwards and cornerback Antonio Cromartie. Is there anybody the Jets wouldn't sign?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking at some point the Jets are going to peruse the Bengals roster and decide, hey, wait a minute, they've got more scumbags than we do, and so they're going to go out and get, I don't know, if Michael Vick is on the trading block, maybe they'll go get Vick. And Paul Hornung, who was one time suspended for an entire year for gambling, maybe he's got some eligibility left. They could get Paul Hornung to return kicks.
You know, being suspended a year for gambling seems like a rather small offense given some of the stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah, isn't that quaint? Pete Rose somewhere is complaining, saying, wait a minute, I'm out of baseball forever. All I did was gamble. I never smacked anybody in the face. I never killed a dog. Pete Rose at this point is looking like a hero.
There is a school of thought that says an NFL general manager cannot hope to build a competitive team if he cares whether a player has been charged, arrested, indicted, convicted, etc. Do you agree with that?
No, I disagree with that. The building an NFL team centers around one position, your quarterback. If you have a great quarterback, other pieces will fall into place, period. The only franchise I can think of that really, really will not tolerate foolhardiness and worse is the Colts. These are very religious, principled people, and I'm talking about the coach, the owner, all that stuff. They will not bring in people they think will embarrass the franchise, which is why the Colts probably are going to end up drafting Tim Tebow, because they value character above all else. And when you have Peyton Manning, who's arguably the best quarterback of all time, you can afford to go after a little bit more of a choir boy element, because Peyton Manning will win you a lot of games because he's that good.
Greg Doyle covers sports for CBSSports.com, and he joins me from time to time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.